always, Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. A passenger plane operated by Azerbaijan Airlines flying from Azerbaijan to Russia crashed near the city of Aktau in Kazakhstan on Wednesday with 62 passengers and 5 crew on board. Kazakh authorities announced saying 32 survivors had been rescued. Azeri Prosecutor's Office Representative Kenan Zenlov. At present, the investigation is continuing in close cooperation with Kazakh Prosecutor's Office. All possible versions are being investigated and all the necessary expertise is being conducted. At the moment, it is premature to speak about specific results of the investigation. Kazakhstan's emergencies ministry said the survivors, including 2 children, were being treated at a nearby hospital and the bodies of the crash victims were being recovered. Authorities in Kazakhstan said a government commission had been set up to investigate what had happened and said they would cooperate with Azerbaijan on the investigation. Officials did not immediately explain why it had crossed the sea, but the crash came shortly after drone strikes hit southern Russia. Russia's aviation watchdog said it was an emergency that may have been caused by a bird strike. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia attacked Ukraine's energy system and some cities with cruise and ballistic missiles plus drones on Wednesday in an inhuman Christmas Day assault. At least 7 people are dead. 500,000 people in the Kharkiv region were left without heating and temperatures just a few degrees Celsius above zero, while there were blackouts in the capital Kyiv and elsewhere. Natalia Zyumchenko is a Kyiv resident. I am scared because I have a child. Of course, I want to be at home and celebrate, but we had to shelter because it's scary to stay at home. So we came to the shelter. We want peace. Russia's defense ministry confirmed it had conducted a massive strike on what it said were critical energy facilities. Ukraine's military said its air defenses downed 59 Russian missiles and 54 drones overnight and on Wednesday morning.